We need to do an opening 1 week where it's just like one of us like humming. Humming the intro. All right, episode 7. You know you were thinking a podcast. It ain't always easy here. Because actually today we're a man down. Joined today by Zoe and Big D, the original cast, right?
That's true.
And what did we do? What did we do? We extended our hand and we tried to bring in Barnsey. And what does Barnsey do
then? Oh, he goes to a birthday party.
Maybe. It was a no-call, no-show.
More importantly, it's a no-call, no-show. Hey, if you're not going to be able to make it.
He could have called in.
We could call him right now.
Shoot me a Wait a second. We might have to do that before the podcast is over.
Yeah.
If we have time, we're going to call Barnsey at the end.
Yeah. We'll see.
A total spontaneous thing there. No call, no show. End of the day, unacceptable.
That's right. And from what we gather, he was possibly going to a birthday
party.
I don't know if it's for someone that was like one or two, but either way, come on.
I mean, here's the thing, and we got to talk about this because this is actually coincidentally a topic.
Yes.
On the podcast today. Birthday parties. Yeah. And Zoe, I really want you to set the table here with this birthday party thing because you brought up a great point off air, so to speak, and I want you to, you know, lay it out again.
Yeah, so everyone's in their own parts of life. And mine, you know, in your 20s, late 20s, 30s, friends start having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start inviting you to their kids' birthday parties.
Sure.
When is enough enough?
I think enough is enough when, hey, you got your brothers and sisters and grandpas and grandmas. You don't need your friends there.
Let's make it a family gathering.
Right. That's what it should be.
Well, you know, I've really... I don't have a hot take on this topic. Frankly, I don't like birthday parties in general. I think they're played out. I do like cake and ice cream.
Them randomly.
Yeah, I think a birthday party is an excuse to get together and have a good time.
Sure. Right? So let's throw it out there. What was your favorite birthday party memory for yourself?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, the one that, you know, comes straight to my head would probably have to be, I would say there was this place called Funky Dunks.
Ooh.
And now Funky Dunks was a special, special place. I mean, you had the play area, you had the full court basketball court, and then you also had the arcade games.
Oh.
And you had the jump house.
Yep.
Which actually, the reason Funky Dunks was shut down was because a child died there. Yeah. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Throw that out the window.
True story, it could have been me. I mean, let's be honest. It could have been any one of us. So that was the best party I'd ever had. It was a great time. You know, the food was always great there, too.
Oh, that pizza was good.
The pizza was great.
Frozen pizza, throw it on in the oven, make it seem like it
just
was
like
good.
The Maine.
They would label it as, you know, hand-tossed pizza. But, I mean, we saw them pull it out of the DiGiorno box.
Yeah.
So, but that was one of my fondest memories. What about you guys? Big D?
I'm going to go with Big D. I'm actually looking forward to this.
Yeah. What was your best, was it the best birthday party you've ever had?
Your favorite birthday party experience for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I really never had one. I was kind of deprived when I was small.
Deprived? So, yeah. When you were small.
When I was growing up, my mom raised four kids. So, it was basically my mom and four kids, we'd have cake and ice cream, and then I might get a pair of jeans or something. It was my birthday's in the wintertime, so I got a pair of jeans or something, or maybe a football or a glove or something. So I really never had
You didn't even get two gloves. You just had one glove, man.
Actually, I did get two gloves. My mom did work at a sporting goods company. I guess that's why we was kind of fortunate, because we did play a lot of sports. We got gloves and footballs and that kind of thing. So, and it was cheap, so
sure.
That was a good thing.
Well, speaking of deprived, Daryl?
Well, my favorite one was...
so,
I had a couple good ones.
Okay. Well, give me your top. I mean, what's the best one you've ever had, though? I mean, what's the best?
Just don't make it like the trip to Florida when you drive.
Yeah, that's the thing. I could go in two totally different directions. Let's go with the normal one. My 21st birthday, we went up to what was a fine establishment, Hot Wings. I've been going there for a while and drinking and nobody knew that I wasn't 21. So when I went in there and ordered, you know, just a regular beer, and they were like, yeah, it's his birthday too. The waitress said, wait a second, I've been serving you for 3 years.
Right.
Yeah. So, long story short, it was a good time there. I don't need to go any further than
was,
that.
Was sure. Big J there, J.A.?
Oh, Jonathan Albers was there. He bought me a couple shots.
Yeah.
Black and blue.
You always got to have
Fireball. The shot guy.
When you went into Hot Wings, you always had to have Jonathan Albers there.
Yeah, so. Shout out to Jonathan. We might get him on, too, if Mike doesn't answer.
Yeah, no. I mean, Barnsley, he's definitely not here today, and, you know, whatever. We're going to move past that. I hate to have that be the overwhelming, you know, topic of the day. But one thing we, you know, since we've been kind of slacking on the podcast, it's been every other week type thing, there was a big hit that happened in football. It's a game of hits, but it wasn't actually during a play. It was after the play, and it was involving Myles Garrett and that Rudolph boy. Big D, I'm going to swing to you. What are your thoughts on the matter? There was reports now.
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to go to.
The racial slur.
Racial slurs, I think, led to this.
And let's be honest, Mason Rudolph seems like the type of dude.
Even though he's got the nice hair. He looks good.
I don't even think he's got nice hair.
Yeah.
I don't even think he looks good.
I don't either.
He looks good for...
I mean, if I was going to pick a quarterback out, I'd take Tom Brady.
I mean, let's just rattle some off quick.
Russell Wilson.
What is it? The Red Rifle. Andy Dalton. Brock Osweiler.
Jeff Driscoll.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Brett Favre. Who else? I mean...
Kirk Cousins.
I mean, who else?
Jimmy G.
Aaron Rodgers. Did we say him?
No.
Aaron Rodgers. Jared Goff. Carson Wentz. Deshaun Watson.
All of them are better.
All better looking quarterbacks than Mason Rudolph.
I think he definitely said something.
I don't think so.
I think he did. I think he said something, but it doesn't make sense why, you know, you jerk somebody's helmet off and then try to hit him in the head.
Well, let me ask you this. So if you think that he said something, why wouldn't they come out right away
and defend yourself that way? Great point, though.
That's good.
That's good.
I mean, why wouldn't he come out and say, I shouldn't have done that, but this is what provoked me.
Yeah.
Instead of letting it go for a full week or so, three, 4 or 5 days.
That's true.
And then you come out and say to the commissioner or whoever is hearing your appeal that there was a racial slur. I don't believe it. Now, if there was a racial slur, and I'm not a Mason Rudolph guy, as you could tell, I picked Jeff Driscoll over him in the looks category.
Yeah.
But I think if there was a racial slur that was spoken, it was probably by Pouncey.
Right? Really?
I mean, that guy was kicking the shit out of Myles Garrett, and he was probably throwing some slurs.
There could probably be some criminal charges. I'm surprised there wasn't in this case.
I don't think they want to go that route.
I'm all about the law now.
They probably, you're right.
The jury duty and everything.
That's true.
They probably talked that lawyer out of it and said, we'll take good care of you, Mason Rudolph.
Right.
Weird-looking dude.
So now that we, you know, have said our piece here, I'd like to throw my 2 cents in on the matter. I've done a lot of research on this. I've looked at Mason Rudolph's family tree. I've gone back to the middle school level. I've talked to several people at each level that he's played football, middle school, high school, college, and now professionally.
Wow.
Let's peel it back here. Middle school, cocky, arrogant, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Goes to high school. Great football player, obviously. You can't take that away from him. Cocky, arrogant, piece of shit. Goes to college. The trend follows. Cocky, arrogant, piece of shit.
Where did he go to
He's college? A bully. I don't care where he went this. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's beside the point. I go back and I talk to these people that were around Mason, and I know for a fact, I've seen it on Twitter, many people say it, this guy's a piece of shit. So I don't put it past him that he might have threw an ER at Myles Garrett. You know, I don't put it past him. I think it's a little questionable, though, like you said, that now he's coming out and getting defensive about it. And there are other African-American players on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They wouldn't have stood for that.
Right.
There's no way. You can't be a quarterback of a football team and be that way.
Right, right. And that's what I'm trying to say here.
I mean, think about it. If you wrap it all the way around to Russell Wilson, remember a few years back when they were trying to say Russell Wilson was trying to act too white?
Sure.
Those people, they care about that stuff. They would not stand for Mason Rudolph doing that.
Throwing out an ER. Player. Yeah. You can't do that.
I don't care how much of a piece of shit or an arrogant asshole he probably is. And actually, I kind of like that in a quarterback.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I don't think he did it. I don't think he said it. I think it's time to move on from it. But I did want to mention it because I think it's an important topic.
I did. I think it's important, too. I honestly hope, you know, I'm glad the Bengals did not draft Mason Rudolph because there was interest from the Bengals.
But I can see him going after Myles Garrett now.
Who?
The Bengals. Because they go after people like that. And they usually, when Marvin was here, they would turn those kind of people around here.
I don't know who Myles Gabbert is, but I would, you know, I don't think the Browns are trading Myles Garrett anytime soon. So.
I know who Blaine Gabbert is.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking about, Blaine Gabbert, yeah.
Okay.
They might go after him.
Well, yeah, since, okay, well, we'll just move on. on another similarly styled topic, we're talking about, you know,
people hitting each other.
People hitting one another. Charles Barkley's in the news this week.
Oh, no, not Charles.
I love Charles. I mean, you guys ever watched the TNT show on Thursday nights with him, Shaq, Ernie, and the Jet?
No. I wouldn't miss it.
Incredible. And you haven't watched it. I mean, I can confidently say Zoe has maybe watched that show once when he was 18.
It probably wasn't around then.
Oh, it was. It's been on for 20 years. So, you know, Charles is at a fundraiser for some political deal here, and there's a reporter there, and Charles proceeds to tell this lady that, "I don't hit women, but if I did, I'd hit you." Now, what do you guys think about this? Because since the accident or the slur came out of his mouth, he has since apologized. And he said that it was a joke, and people need to learn how to take a joke.
Well, where's your stance? That's fine. I could throw out a lot of stuff right here, but I'll hold back a little bit.
I don't like holding back.
You know
you're thinking it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am thinking it. So if that was a white guy doing this, I would think it'd be all kinds up in there. So,
all kinds of it in the woman?
All kinds of shit coming up.
All kinds of guys in the woman?
No.
What are we doing?
It could be that, too. But,
okay. hold on. All kinds of what and where? I'm confused. There's a lot of moving parts.
Let me take over. Let me take over.
Well, no. I really want to. I know you were thinking it, but maybe you shouldn't have been thinking it. I still don't know what you were thinking.
Let me help out here. Yeah. What did he mean by hitting it? That's all I'm asking. No,
Hitting her.
Yeah. He said, I don't hit women.
What does he mean by that?
I always thought.
Maybe he was into guys.
Yeah. I mean,
so maybe he was coming from a point of view like,
I
was
going to
hit a girl, I'd hit you.
Here's the
thing. But I'm not into girls.
That sounds like Sir Charles there now.
Well, what do you think about that? That's what I'm thinking.
Here's what I'm thinking, and here's what I'm knowing. We protect Charles Barkley at all costs. Charles Barkley is a national treasure. If we take Charles Barkley, if we take his power to express how he's really thinking, this whole country's going to shit. Look, he is allowed to say that. Come on, guys, really? I mean,
it wasn't in the workplace.
What? I mean, we gotta look
but
at
it. But he was threatening her.
Okay. Maybe. You can.
That is threatening.
Now, look.
I'm all about the law.
I could, yeah. I mean, that's fucking ridiculous, guys. Listen.
If he was in my court, his ass would be strung out.
I mean, it's different if he said, "I'm going to hit you." But he said, "I don't hit women." He prefaced it. "I don't hit women." So that's like me saying, "I don't hit Zoe. But if I did hit Zoe, I'd hit him." It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? No. Look. Charles, Chuck, the Chuckster, one of my favorite basketball players of that era. And how could he not be? He's 6'5", I mean, and could rebound the hell out of the basketball and could score it. Wasn't overly athletic. Incredible player. Now, let me talk. I need to have the floor here, guys. Look, if you take Charles Barkley's words away from him, what good is he to the world? I mean, this guy is incredible. I'm tired of everybody thinking as soon as somebody slips up and says something a little over the line, they have to watch every word they say. just because he's in the limelight doesn't mean that he should be, you know, crucified for these words. I mean, what Jesus about, Christ, guys. Are you serious?
We could talk on this next week. What about what Hulk Hogan said a few years back?
Oh, that doesn't matter. He's a real... Haven't you ever heard his song? I am a real American.
Yeah.
Fight for the rights of every man. All right,
that's enough of that.
And then he plays the guitar. So, no, I don't think... And look, since that incident, too, I want to cover up for the Hulkster here. I mean, he's got many friends that are African-American.
Didn't you meet him one time?
I did. Him and I had a couple beers, and it was fun. But let's move on to the next topic here. I guess we're going to talk about picks. You want to talk about picks or no?
We can talk about the picks if we want to.
But
we actually did well last week, but this week... just to put it on record, we have Seattle +1, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
We have the Bears, who are not performing well. I don't know what that spread was.
My team's always
I think it was four. I
have the Saints -10, which is close to that right now. And Barnsey has the Falcons, which they never turn out. So yep. Who the hell knows?
They were losing last time I looked, 14-10.
Not a surprise. They are -4, I believe.
So
in that,
has Barnsey ever got one right? Really?
I don't think so. But one thing he has gotten right, and
yeah,
this
he
was
got
a previous,
right today. He had to go to that birthday party.
Well,
so.
Here's what he got right. And
we'll
remember
about,
the hottest guy draft?
Yeah.
Remember he had the hottest.
Oh, yeah. He
had the best draft. One thing he got right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking around at the table here in the studio today, and we got something in the mail, a little magazine that says, you know, the hottest. We're going to get to that, so.
Oh.
The hottest guys. I just wanted to point... I'm just
going
to point this out real quick. here's... This magazine is Us Weekly. Their top hot men were Jason Momoa, Brad Pitt, Michael B. Jordan, Chris Hemsworth, Chip Gaines, who
no,
I'm not...
No.
And The Rock. So the only person who got picked was The Rock, and he's on my team.
Right.
So I would like to dispute Barnsey's win. Frankly, he might be not be coming up back on the podcast because of this stupid shit we just saw. Hey, no call, no show. Okay, something happens. He did some real questionable shit.
Yes, he did.
He did some real questionable shit with this. Last night, he stayed in a little hotel room called Sybaris. What is it?
I don't
know. Sybaris.
Maybe we should spell it out. I'm not sure.
Indianapolis. Sybaris.
And what's unique about this hotel room is there are pools inside your hotel room. So
private pools.
Private pools. With a slide. Now... What kind of fucking stunts are you pulling?
We're gonna have to bring this up next week when he's here because you know they did some crazy stuff.
And if you didn't,
and
no one
did he go by himself?
He might have went by himself.
Yeah,
I mean that's depressing. Yeah. See, that's I mean
going to a 1-year-old, 2-year-old birthday party,
then
going to the
Sybaris.
What is going on?
Barnsey,
pool in the room thing.
Barnsey, I tell you what, man.
Fresh strawberries.
He's slipping.
What the hell?
I mean, it's really questionable. And we're going to have to get to the bottom of that next week on the podcast. But like we do every time, we got to have our closing remarks. Everybody's got one. Zoe, I guess, you know, Big D's pointing at you. So we got to go.
You can start with me. Actually, rewind it back and looked at AJ Green's junk
package. Genitalia.
And that package is something I'd like to get familiar with.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a – if you missed that, you got to see AJ Green's workout today. I think it's – what's
before
the 24th?
The game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go look that out. He was in some black spandex, and my God, he had a Coke can in between
his
legs.
He
kind
of looked like Kenny. Really?
Yeah, he really did. But closing remarks, Big D.
All I got to say is rest in peace, LeBron.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yep.
Not LeBron James.
Not LeBron James. Big D's dog died. So rest in peace to that. And I wish you the best in finding another
one.
So in my closing remarks, I just want to say this. I'm a little hungover today. For the month of December, this is a big proclamation I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to see if I can do it. For the month of December, I'm not going to have an ounce of alcohol.
I was hoping you were going to say you weren't going to bet, because that's probably better off.
Well, my bets, gambling this weekend, I am down a little bit on my bets, but that's neither here nor there. We're here next week, Barnsey.
You better
show up, and you better have some fucking answers, Playboy.
Show up and show out.
Because we're coming for your neck. Motherfucker. No call, no show. This is bullshit.
Piece of shit.
It's unbelievable.
Birthday party.
The sponsors are going to be so upset.